After his death in 1937, Howard Phillips Lovecraft rose from the dead, at least in the literary sense. Fans of the reclusive author published a premier collection of his nightmarish works, giving birth to Arkham House, and for 65 years, this small publisher has specialized in horror stories and weird tales. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull profiles this obscure yet influential player in the world of fiction.
Arkham House sits near Sauk City, Wisconsin, flanked by tall trees and, appropriately enough, a cemetery. Inside a small warehouse, April Gerliff walks among towers of books sporting werewolves or tentacled monsters on their covers. A row of tiny, leering faces greet her at the shipping counter.
Those are our statues by Clark Ashton Smith. He's probably our next most popular author besides Lovecraft. He was sort of a different sort. He was married, but he ran off for a while in a cabin and would carve out these statues out of native stone. He used to scare the heck out of me as a kid.
April's father, August Erleth, and fellow writer Donald Wandry, corresponded with her favorite author, H.P. Lovecraft. Until his death in 1937, Lovecraft wrote pulp horror stories forming the so-called Cthulhu mythos, tales of powerful cosmic demons who destroy mankind when the stars were right. This includes the story, The Dunwich Horror, performed here by the Atlanta Radio Theater Company.
There is a boarded-up farmhouse in Dunwich that must be destroyed.
I beg your pardon.
It's monstrous. It's a plan for the extermination of the entire human race.
Henry, when was the last time you had any sleep?
Don't patronize me. The whole world is in danger. Elder things wish to drag it away from the solar system into some other plane from which it had once fallen trillions of eons ago. Now here.
Horror fiction, at its best, is not meant to scare. It is meant to make you question reality.
Lovecraft biographer S.T. Joshi says Lovecraft's work fed readers' taste for the surreal and mysterious.
Lovecraft said, "The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear, and the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown."
Derleth and Wandry saw a chance to tap the horror craze of the 1930s and preserve their late friend's legacy. They pooled their cash and formed Arkham House, named for Lovecraft's fictional town, where many tales took place. In 1939, the small press released 1,300 copies of the first collection of Lovecraft stories, The Outsider and others. Undeterred by slow sales, Derleth and Wandry sought out more authors who hadn't landed big market book deals. This included Robert E. Howard, creator of Conan the Barbarian, and Robert Bloch. Bloch would later gain fame for his 1959 novel Psycho, published by Simon & Schuster. Another big discovery was a struggling writer from Illinois.
I'm grateful to August Derleth for changing my life and giving me hope.
Ray Bradbury was 24 when Derleth invited him to compile his first collection of short stories. Bradbury eagerly accepted, and in 1947, Arkham House released Dark Carnival at $3 retail. A good copy now sells for $1,000. The award-winning writer says Derleth's interest couldn't have come at a better time.
I was a sap. I was a nerd. I couldn't write essays. I couldn't write plays. I couldn't write novels. I couldn't write anything. And thank God August Derleth encouraged me, and I began to grow and write better short stories.
The supernatural fiction market got competitive in the 1950s and 60s. Many Arkham House finds, like Bradbury, went on to larger publishers. Arkham House kept its output small, and Derleth invested $20,000 of his own money to keep it running. April Derleth says when her father died in 1971, he was skeptical that Arkham House would survive.
He was struggling at the time when he died. I know we weren't exactly real profitable at that time, but the golden era per se was gone.
Then ironically, horror fiction boomed after Derleth's death. William Peter Blatty's The Exorcist and Thomas Tryon's The Other top bestseller lists. And in 1973, Stephen King's first novel, Carrie, came out. Arkham House staff thought Wandry would succeed Derleth as managing editor, but a dispute between Derleth's estate and Wandry resulted in him leaving the company. April Derleth was too young to take over, so when a loyal fan offered to help out, the staff welcomed him as Derleth's successor. Jim Turner became editor, despite having no editorial experience. By the time Turner was brought on board, nearly 4 years had lapsed and Arkham House had missed out on a chance to cash in on the horror genre boom. Joshi says Turner then shifted focus in the early 80s.
He came to believe that of the whole realm of imaginative fiction, the most dynamic and interesting work was being done in the science fiction field.
I think that Jim Turner was a bit of a genius as an editor.
Greg Bear is a science fiction writer living in Seattle. Turner convinced him to do his 1981 short story collection, The Wind from a Burning Woman, which remains one of Arkham House's fastest-selling titles.
He found the right moment to publish me. My stories were being noticed, I was winning awards, and suddenly that anthology came out. It was just the right moment in time.
I had more and more complaints from our customers saying, what are you doing? Why are you selling these books? You know, we don't like these books.
April Derliff says Turner found good science fiction authors, but alienated traditional Arkham House fans. The Descent and Stacks of Unsold Books grew to where she fired Turner in 1995. By then, the influence of Lovecraft was showing up in other ways. Artist H.R. Giger, who designed the title creature for the movie Alien, had two books out named for Lovecraft's fabled Book of the Dead, The Necronomicon. And game designer Gary Gygax has many Arkham House titles in his home library of 3,000 fantasy and horror books. He lives in his boyhood town of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, just hours away from the publisher. Gygax says his role-playing sensation, Dungeons & Dragons, was enhanced by Arkham House devices, such as Lovecraft's towering octopus-like demigod, Cthulhu.
It certainly gave me the inspiration for terrifying settings and creating tension in the game. When any sort of a deity appeared, certainly if Cthulhu came, everybody would run screaming. There's no question.
Other references pop up in stranger places, including an episode of The Simpsons, featuring the Springfield Republican Convention.
Excellent. We shall destroy the environment by scrapping every anti-pollution law. Now, Bob Dole will read from the Necronomicon.
Azak, Azuri, Galanath, Maledictu, Nosferamus, and Principi.
In addition, it's unknown how August Derleth would feel about his icon's legacy today. Derleth now rests in the cemetery across the road from his publishing company. April Derleth says her father would be proud of Arkham House's 65 years.
To this day, I can tell you that I'm not getting rich doing this, but I'm just very proud to keep the tradition going.
Derleth adds that in 2005, Arkham House will receive the World Fantasy Award for its small press achievements. The trophy is a bust of H.P. Lovecraft. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.